Daryl Harvin has spent most of his life at Gigi's Soul Food. His mother, Blondine Harvin, purchased the restaurant in 1960, where he's now one of the managers. After a lunch service, I got the chance to sit down with Harvin while he explained Gigi's rich history in the city.
We've been able to be consistent with a good product and a place where people can come, even if it's just for a cup of coffee, where they have a sense of being, and it continued to give us a sense of being.
Harvin says the restaurant began as a jazz club, but over the years transitioned into a place where no one's ever refused a hot meal.
In our business, we really started out being popular for selling hot dogs many years ago, and we just started adding on our own different types of recipes based on my grandmother.
Harvin says the Gigi's menu includes southern staples like fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and collard greens. But turning those standards into soul food takes a special approach.
To really kind of generalize a little bit more, it's a comfort food. It's just prepared a little bit different than other cultures might prepare their food. For example, macaroni and cheese. And we still prepare ours the same way. 2 to 3 different types of cheeses. A lot of butter, a lot of milk. In terms of some of our meats, we call it smothered, like smothered chicken, smothered chops. It basically just means where you're braising them.
Besides the food, Gigi's offers a place for people in the community to come and hang out with their family and friends. Over the years, the restaurant served as a neutral meeting ground for local politicians and some famous faces as well.
Food brings everyone together. We've had Jesse Jackson, Hillary Clinton, Arthur Eade. He's a local civil rights leader. President Clinton has been here. We've had a lot of musicians come in, some of the young hip-hop artists.
Harvin says the most bustling times in Gigi's history were back in the early 1970s when businesses like Bethlehem Steel were open. Since then, the restaurant has seen a lot of boom times and ridden out the challenges as city fortunes declined.
There were times when we were really close to closing down just because of economic situations that was going on around the country.
Having survived this long, Daryl Harvin says he hopes that Gigi's can continue to serve the community as best they can for years to come. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for the Innovation Trail.